and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Ramkrishna Forgings Q4 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Nuvama Wealth Management. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Raghunandan from Nuvama Wealth Management. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome. On behalf of Nuvama Wealth Management, I would like to welcome you all to this earnings call of Ramkrishna Forgings. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for giving us this opportunity. We have with us today Mr. Naresh Jalan, Managing Director, Mr. Lalit Khetan, Full-Time Director and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Chaitanya Jalan, Full-Time Director, and Mr. Rajesh Mundra, Company Secretary and Vice President Finance. Before we begin, may I remind you of the safe harbor? The management may be making some forward-looking statements that have to be understood in conjunction with the uncertainty and the risk the company faces. I shall now hand over the call to Mr. Lalit Kumar Khetan for opening remarks. Over to you, Lalit, sir.
Thank you, Raghu. Ladies and gentlemen, a very warm good evening and welcome everyone present on the call. I hope you all have got an opportunity to go through our financial results and investor presentation, which have been uploaded on stock exchanges as well as on the company's website. We are pleased to report that the company has delivered steady results for the fourth quarter and financial year ended FY24. Firstly, let me give you a brief into the latest trend in the global commercial vehicle market. The global CV market is expected to grow by 4% in volume and 6% in value from calendar year 23 to calendar year 29. This growth is primarily fueled by the expanding e-commerce sector, which is driving demand for light and medium duty vehicles. Furthermore, the development of smart cities and infrastructure projects like highways will fuel the demand for heavy duty vehicles. India's CV market is experiencing exceptional growth, making it fastest growing CV market globally. Initiatives such as Make in India, National Electric Mobility Mission Plan, BS6 norms and vehicle scrappage policy are set to further accelerate this growth. This policy not only encourages but also promotes innovation and sustainability within the Indian CV market. Indian forging industry continues to be dominated by automotive sector, holding a commanding 62% market share in forged components. In terms of value, the automotive sector contribution is stood at US$3.6 billion in calendar year 23 and slated to reach to US$5.4 billion in CY 29, exhibiting a strong CAGR of 7%. The overall market is projected to expand by 39 lakh metric ton by CY29, driven by increased demand from the automotive segment supported by a growing working population and rising per capita income. Now let me highlight some key achievements our company has made in the last quarter. The company secured a significant contract worth US$220 million. That contract will be executed over a period of 10 years, making our entry to a new vertical within forging sector. The strategic move focus on supplying tier 1 customers in the light vehicle segment across North America, enhancing our global footprint and revenue stream. Furthermore, we obtained a board approval for commencing manufacturing and supply operations in Mexico, enhancing our operational capabilities and market reach. We have also received a substantial order from prestigious Vande Bharat train set valued at Rs. 270 crores. This order to be supplied to the GAIL TRSL consortium, making a pivotal movement in our journey towards excellence in rail infrastructure development. Moreover, we remain committed to sustainability and corporate social responsibility. We continue to launch initiatives to reduce our carbon footprint, promote diversity and inclusivity at work, and support local communities. Now let's look at our financial performance for the quarter and year ended FY24. In Q4 FY24, we achieved a revenue of 886.204 on the standalone basis. This revenue is down by 20.754 due to the Red Sea issue. Otherwise, as the ships are stuck in the in channel, otherwise revenue could have been higher by 20.754 in the quarter. And similarly, for the year, it's 34,896 crore. That could have been higher by that amount. However, this represents an year-on-year growth of 16%. Our EBITDA margin for Q4 stands at 22.7% as compared to 22.5% in Q4 FY23. The EBITDA expansion of 20 basis points is year-on-year. Similarly, our EBITDA margin for FY24 stands at 22.7 versus 22.3 in FY23. We would also like to highlight that our export performance in Q4 is very good, and we have been able to achieve highest ever sales in exports in Q4 FY24, that which you can see in our presentation that we have achieved 400 crore of export sales, which we never achieved in the history of RKFL. And this level of export sales is very much sustainable in upcoming period. We are very confident of that. Lastly, our net profit after tax saw a strong growth with INR 87.3 crore in Q4 FY24, which is a 31% year-on-year increase compared to 66.8 crore in Q4 FY23. For FY24, our net profit after tax stood at 326.1 crore, reflecting a 38% year-on-year growth from 235.6 crore in FY23. At Ramkrishna Forgings, we are ready to seize this growth opportunity by leveraging our strength and innovation, operational excellence, and strategic partnerships. We are confident in our ability to adapt, innovate, and create value for our stakeholders while making a positive impact on the industry and society. Thank you for your continued support and for joining us today. We will now take questions from the audience. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star. Participants, I request to use handsets while asking the question. Ladies and gentlemen, wait for the moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mumuksh Mandlesha from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Tumhi kya vyakti shi bola chahat? Tyane tumcha call la hold var table ahe. Krupaya line varat raha. The person you are speaking with has put your call on hold. Please stay on the line.
Hello.
The next question is from the line of Mitul Shah from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. First of all, congratulations for strong set of performance. And thanks for very elaborate presentation this time, giving all the details including subsidiary-wise capex, etc. So my first question is there any restructuring of the cost, because raw material gross margin seems to be very different quarterly and entire cost seems to be shifted to other expenses. Is there any restructuring?
No, Mitul, there is no restructuring. If you look at this quarter export percentage, export has gone substantially higher, and realization in the export is much more than the domestic market, and ratio has significantly improved from 63.37 to 58.42. That's why you can see this raw material number is looking like that, because the gross value is that, and that's the consequent result is on the other expenses, where it is mainly increased due to the rates. The freight has increased, so we have got a 17 crore hit on the export expenses due to that.
So in general, when export increase or export, gross margins are much better, but other expenses on the export side are slightly higher, so EBITDA level it is more or less maintained. Is it like that?
It's a compensating, yeah, on the EBITDA level.
One more thing just to add to that, Mitul. This quarter we have been hit by this Red Sea issues, and freight cost has been higher than natural. We had to pay some extra freight because of rerouting and all this. So that also has been added to the cost over there.
So, sir, can you quantify approximate what would be that one-time impact of freight cost or Red Sea impact?
I think that's not a one-time cost right now. Till we are already in discussion with our customers to realize some part of the threat. So I think this will rationalize by about 10 to 15% going forward. But right now, until the discussions are concluded, we will see this kind of threat cost going forward until the Red Sea issue is resolved. So Red Sea impact is going to stay unless this war stops or there is some change over there. So, in fact, unless and otherwise, customer is ready to face the extra threat of it. Which we are very sure that we will be able to have some consideration from the customer to fill in the kitty.
Okay, sir. Second question on average realization. In terms of domestic quarter on quarter, there is an improvement. Export has fell despite currency being favorable. So any price rationalization or product mix or how one should look at that?
I think exports, we have been almost $35 shipping cost reduction for January has impacted the realization. The Indian steel market has not, all the exports are tied up to the international steel market. So international commodity or international steel market on 1st January has declined by $35 around. So that impact has been felt in the realization part of.
Okay. And sir, lastly, whatever you can give some outlook on the three of these subsidiaries recently merged with.
I think all the three subsidiaries right now, Multitech Auto, I think we have given in our presentation details. Multitech is performing, I think, better. You can see the margins have considerably improved. After we took over, I think almost year on year, if we say there is a 200 basis point improvement in margins in Multitech, and I think we are running the plant to full capacity, and we expect individually in Multitech the market the balance sheet to grow almost by 20% in the current financial year. In terms of JMT, we are going to start production from this month onwards. First May onwards, we are partially starting production. And from July onwards, we are going to be full production in JMT. We expect this, I mean, anything between 100 to 150 crore top line from JMT in this full year. ACIL is already started manufacturing, and I think in the last quarter also, we have around 7.5 crore rupees top line from ACIL. This year, we are looking at almost 120 crores of sales from ACIL.
Yes, sir, blended subsidiary margin of all this put together?
Consolidated level, the margins which you see right now, we are expecting at least 150 basis points improvement in overall margin at the blended level.
From Q4 level?
Yes, Q4 level. 100 to 150 basis points improvement in margin for the consolidated level.
Sir, thanks a lot and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mumuksh Mandlesha from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity and thanks for detailed presentation. Sir, on the recent order wins in the PV segment on the Mexico plant and the North America $220 million order, can you share what would be the current revenues from the PV segment? And what is expected revenues from this new order wins over the next 2 to 3 years? And can you share some thoughts on the profitability for the PV segment? Will it be different from the overall business? And particularly with the other new Mexico plant, how there will be the profitability, sir?
So recent, this Mexico plant is not yet in operation. We have just located a space and everything. I think equipment and other things installation will take another 4 to 5 months time. This year we are expecting only 8 to 10 crores revenue from our Mexico plant. And following year, we are looking at substantial revenue to grow from Mexico plant operations. So right now, we can access the visibility of that part. Going forward, I think we will be updating the investors quarter to quarter. In terms of our overall PV exposure, right now, PV is close to 2 or 2.5% passenger vehicle. So we expect a double-digit CV in next 2 years' time with the current order wins and the order wins which we have had locally. I think going forward, we should look at a double-digit CV in next 2 years' time.
On this Vande Bharat order of 270 crore, what would be the timeline for this order? And also, will this be the fabrication capacity which will be used for the serving this order?
So, Vande Bharat order is to be supplied by our from our current capacity only. We are going to submit samples in the first samples by October this year, and first batch serial production in by December this year. And following this contract for this 270 crores is valid for is to be supplied within next 2 financial years. So it will cover up to FY26.
Okay, sir. And just lastly, on the CapEx side, on the standalone basis, you plan to spend about 350 to 400 crore annually. What will be the breakup of the CapEx?
I could not understand what is what exactly you mean by breakup.
Breakup, sir. What could be the breakup of the capex, sir? Will be the capacity expansion, the Mexico plant?
No, I think cumulatively we are looking at almost 400 plus crores of capex this year. That includes standalone on the RKSL side in terms of addition of capacities in the Mexico venture as well as in the capacity in a brownfield activity in our current plant.
Thank you so much for this, sir.
Thank you. My next question is from the line of Mr. Raghunandan from Nuvama Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Congratulations on strong numbers. Sir, firstly, on the light vehicles, as you indicated, given the receipt of orders, we would look at the contribution of light vehicles or passenger vehicles to increase in revenue. If you take a medium-term aspiration, how would you see the share of light vehicles going up? And also, if you can talk about whether it will have a similar kind of profitability.
Light vehicle in terms of overall balance sheet, on the consolidated level, including Multitech and other places, we are looking at almost more than double digit in next 2 years' time. And I think in terms of profitability, we are looking at sustained profit, what we are doing right now, in the similar band.
Got it, sir. Sir, in the near term, we have the coal forgings capacity, which is likely to be operational in quarter one of FY25. The project is fully booked by orders. How do you see this ramp up of order execution? Can we see the peak level of execution in FY26? And for this capacity, what would be the peak revenue?
I think in terms of cold forging, samples and other things are going to start going out from quarter two of this year. We expect quarter four onwards, 100% utilization to start from that facility. We are looking at full production or full utilization in FY26. And at peak, we are looking at almost 250 crore rupees top line from this.
250 crore, sir?
Yes, sir.
Got it. That would be like a 2x gross asset turnover.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And in terms of GMT Auto, you know, given that the forging division is starting in April and machining division in May. Can you please indicate that in terms of discussion with the earlier customers of JMT, is this on track? How are you seeing the response of customers and your confidence level in terms of ramping up the utilization?
I think we are very confident in terms of the overall how GMT is shaping up. I think it has taken a little more time because of the deterioration in terms of equipment and the infrastructure. But now almost everything is complete and or is going to get completed in next time. And most of the customers have confirmed that and we have already started re-audited by the customers. So one by one, the audits have been lined up, and gradually we will see most of the customers whom we want to come back is going to be back by, I think, October. So we are looking at almost going to back to almost 80% plus utilization in FY26.
Got it, sir. Sir, with reference to the Vande Bharat order, congratulations on that prestigious order. In terms of the timeline, would it be, is there clarity whether it will be a 3-year, 5-year? What could be the length of the order, sir?
No, this order is for next 2 years' time. This order is only for 32 cells. 32 printers. But actual requirement is for 200 printers. So after building the prototype and supplying the proto and it gets validated, we feel that this 32 opportunity is going to get converted to at least 100 to 150 printers. So if that really happens through, we will be booked up to 2029.
Wonderful, sir. Wishing you all the best for that. And, in terms of ACIL and NAPL, would it be possible to approximately indicate the revenue and margins for the quarter?
For the current quarter, Raghu, FY24?
Yes, sir, Q4, sir.
So, if you look at the NAPL, the 90 crore was the turnover for Q4, and the margin was somewhere around 16.5% on the EBITDA side. ACIL was just a small turnover of around 9.4 for the quarter, and I think the EBITDA margin was almost nil on this level, and it will improve when the scale up happens on the EBITDA side.
Perfect. And sir, the earlier indicated target of 125 crore for ACIL and 525 crore for NAPL, would you believe they are on track?
Yes, it's on track.
Wonderful. Sir, lastly, in terms of the quarterly result, you explained the realization improvement. In terms of other income, what led to the other income jump, sir?
So, Raghu, it contains 2-3 elements, other income. One is on account of foreign exchange or non-operating assets, so it can always come and go. But there is an interest income because we had the QIP and we have a fund, perhaps liquid fund. So the entire fund could not be utilized on time. You can see on the 31st March, we have lying cash on the balance sheet. So going forward, this interest will go down, and similarly, finance cost will also go down. So these are the major two components for this other income.
Got it, sir. And in terms of gross margin, it was a very strong number for the quarter, almost 54.3%. In terms of FY24, it was 51% around that, and FY23 was 52%. Roughly, what would be the sustainable range you would say for the gross margin?
So, Raghu, it will be somewhere around only 50% kind of thing, maybe 1% here and there. So, we will try to further improve upon that. This quarter, 54% is only due to the increase in export-domestic ratio majorly. So if you look at the per ton EBITDA, that is almost similar to what we have in the last quarter. So little better than the last quarter. So this kind of EBITDA per ton margin is quite sustainable, and we will have all our endeavor to improve the margin further. There may be change in the gross margin depending upon the export domestic mix. Okay, but going forward, we feel this export is sustainable. So export remains that, and if domestic also improves, which we are very confident of. So there will be a little change in the margin on the northward side, in terms of towards 50% side.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. I'll fall back to the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mittal Shah from DAM Capital. Please go ahead. Yes, Mr. Mittal, you go for a question. move to the next. The next question is from the line of Sanket Saurabh from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So I've been an investor with RKFL for now almost 8 years and would really like to congratulate the management for expertly navigating the company through these trying times, and really appreciate your support, sir. Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, yeah, thank you, Sanket. Please go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So my question would be, there was one of the announcements from your end that you had engaged a leading management consulting firm for almost 18 months, right? So could you talk us through what would be the kind of focus area where they are, you know, enabling or supporting the firm, and what has been the progress so far on that front?
So, Sanket, I don't think we can discuss much on the depth. Results, you will see in the upcoming period what the improvement is. We can't go into the specific the areas they are working on. It's really difficult for us to divulge all those.
Okay, fair point. And and any update on the electric TV order that went on hold, because there have been certain developments on the customer front, even aware. They have talked about a certain realignment of their focus. So any further inputs you can share on that front?
Can you repeat your question?
So there was a project from a largest PV player which went on hold, right? PV electric player, which was announced and then it went on hold. So any further updates on that front?
No, I think there is no update on that front. We will inform the investor at the right opportunity.
Okay. And thanks once again, sir, for Aaron, and sharing the detailed presentation. Really helps a lot. Appreciate your support.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Richa from Equity Master. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. My question is related to the domestic and export mix. Where do you see this mix 3 years from now? And if you could also give some sense of the margins, because export margins are better. So on a gross margin basis, what kind of differential would be there between domestic and export?
I think in next 3 years horizon, we are looking at almost 50% in terms of exports and domestic. And in terms of export, higher margin and better realization opportunity for us. And with the mix changing and more trust on export, we expect at least 100 to 200 basis points margin improvement going forward.
Okay, and what is the differential between, gross margins in domestic and export?
So it's very difficult to tell because it is product to product in paper. But you know, that's the export margin. Export sales, it contains the element of sea freight also. So that's why it goes higher by that. Otherwise, it's 100 to 100 point more than the domestic market.
Okay. And sir, what about your auto and non-auto mix, similar timeline, 2 to 3 years down the line? And my understanding is that non-auto has better margins. So if you could just give a sense of the margin between auto and non-auto as well. Hello? Yeah. Hello. I'm not sure if my question was audible. I was asking
the
mix.
So auto and auto, if you look at the current quarter number, we are at 77.1 auto versus 77.9 last quarter. So there is again an improvement in quarter on quarter in auto and non-auto. And it will continue. We have already seen appear also that my auto and non-auto will be 70-30 is the first target, then 60-40 over a period of 4 to 5 years. So we stick to that guidance. And certainly margin are better. And we have already given the blended margin where we will be in the next 4-5 years. So we stick to the margin guidance also.
Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Jain from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I have a query. Sir, how are we looking at reducing our net debt?
So, you have already looked at Chirag at 522 points the net debt on the standalone side and 818 on the this console. And we have given a guidance for FY25 and 26, which you are very much seeing in our presentation, if you have gone through the presentation.
Okay. So we stand on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, also, we have a high number of payable days. So do we pay something extra or for getting such a high line of credit?
No, it's not there. So you can, if there will be extra, there will have impact on the margin. We do elongate our debtors little bit, and it is in commensurate with the size of operation company is doing. And so there is no such issue. We pay. We do not pay anything for the credit period.
Okay. Thanks. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sangeeta Purushottam from Cogito. Please go ahead.
Question actually related to the numbers put on slide number 28. Now, again, you are given the breakup of the growth in the domestic market and the export market. Now, it seems as if, you know, we're seeing some kind of a slowdown in the domestic market and your growth driver has really been exports. It would be very useful if you could just give us a sense as to how you see these two markets panning out over the next 1 to 2 years. And secondly, would it be fair to assume that your acquisitions will play a key role in driving your growth also in the next 1 to 2 years? And what percentage of your growth can come from those?
No, I think in domestic market, the market has stabilized and we will see growth going forward. And I think the market is looking to see growth. And in the opening statement, Lalit has already said that in the coming year, we foresee at least 10 to 12% growth in the industry. So overall, we are looking at growth. And in terms of our acquisitions or to company with whatever we have acquired over last 1 year, in terms of aligned, we are looking at 15 to 20% volume growth in terms of our consolidated.
So, as a combination, you should be doing about 15 to 20% volume growth in the next year. That's your guidance.
Yes.
Okay. And sir, you have given in detail, you know, all your capex amounts that are consolidated and level and subsidiary level, as well as the consolidated debt. Now, how is your working capital likely to move? And
right.
That, yeah.
Yeah, please carry on. Complete your question.
Yeah. So your work, would you, you know, if you add your working capital investments to this, then would you be able to bring down your consolidated debt as you have indicated?
Yes. So if you look at my working capital debt, it is 85 to 90 days right now, net working capital day, and it will remain in these levels only. And considering those levels of working capital requirement, we have given our guidance on consolidated debt in the budget.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mumuksh Mandlesha from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the opportunity again. So in Q4 quarter, the domestic revenue saw a decline both YOY and sequentially. What has led to the decline, sir?
Can you repeat your question, please?
Yeah, so the domestic revenue for this quarter has seen a decline, sir, sequentially. Can you explain the reason why we saw a decline, sir?
So I think we are well aware that last quarter there was considerable slowdown. I think in terms of commercial vehicles or the entire commercial vehicle, including LCV in domestic market, and to a considerable slowdown. I think we have done much ahead. And beyond Q, they have degrown basically in the domestic market. So while we have continued to maintain what we have done in the last quarter, and we feel that we have done much better than in terms of expected line. We have done much better.
Right. Was there any impact of the inventory reduction at the OEM end, which impacted your volume?
Both inventory and as well as sales were affected of the OEMs, and you can very well see with the monthly numbers which came out for January, February, and March. So obviously that has impacted both in terms of their inventory cut down as well as sales numbers. But I think we have done, we are very confident that we have done much better than the industry average. We will continue to strive for that.
After you had mentioned about the freight cost impact for this quarter, can you again re-quantify that amount, sir? What is the amount, sir, for this quarter?
Can you repeat your
question? Freight cost. Sir, yeah, freight cost this quarter, which was impacted. what was the amount, sir?
So, this quarter, it is higher by 17 crore from the previous quarter.
17. Okay. And, sir, you also mentioned about the Red Sea impact on the revenue side due to the shipments being delayed. What was that amount, sir, for the Q4 and the full year, sir?
We have already mentioned in the balance sheet, I think 20 plus crores is the impact. We have not been recognized as sales because of the impact.
Okay, for this quarter.
Yes.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dharwal Shah from Greek Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Sir, what is the current gross asset turnover and how do you see that changing over the next couple of years as our product mix changing within auto and also other segments inching up, coal forging scaling up, plus oil and gas also coming in. So overall, there is, as we move more towards a better value-added product, over the next three-year period, how do you see this gross asset turn changing for the company? And what is it currently?
No, I think, first of all, we don't take a three-month view.
Three years, sir.
Well, can you provide him the numbers, please? Yeah, so, Dhaval, we don't calculate the asset turn on the gross asset number. I think that's the misnomer because assets are even 20-year-old and 30-year-old and which have been fully depreciated. So how we can calculate that on the gross asset turnover? So that's why we take it on the net asset turnover, net asset value. You have very well seen it's a 1.9 plus in the net asset turnover. So we will continue with that. We don't believe in the gross asset concept. Okay? And from here, we have already given guidance. We will be somewhere around 2.5 to 3 on net asset turnover in next 2 to 3 year time. That we have also said on our earning calls.
Okay, up to 2.5 to 3. Okay. And that will be mainly driven by which segment, if you can highlight, what will change, because that's a huge change we are going to see. So if you can talk a bit about that.
So it will be a mix. As you know, see, we have already given guidance on the auto, non-auto, how it's going to grow, how the growth will come, 50 to 20% on the total overall tonnage side. So I think it's very difficult to maintain on the what will be the futuristic IFA sector wise, and that we don't do.
Correct. Okay. No problem. Helpful, sir. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Mithul Shah from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. But one clarification on coal forwarding side. You indicated full ramp up in FY26, so that would be 25,000 tons?
Yeah, 25,000 tons will be the capacity for coal forging, yes.
And you also highlighted revenues of around 200 to 25 crore kind of number. So that is translating into roughly 8 per kg kind of number. So that's why I'm surprised that from current level of 250 per kg for coal forging, is it like a nearly 4x type of revenue per kg?
Not at all. What you are saying, number of 25,000 ton is can be, if we take it 200 rupees per kg, so 500 coal kind of revenue, where it is, you have got the number of 900 coal.
No, sir, you highlighted the 200 crore full potential of that coal forging in the call earlier.
No, we have said, I think you wrongly understood. We have said 250 crore rupees top line we are going to get from coal forging in the first, next year of operations.
Yeah, so that is what I am asking, sir. For 25,000 tons, we will get 250 crore, is it like that?
No, because 250 coal will be somewhere around 10 to 15,000 tons ke beech mein aayega, par annum, tab jaake 250 crore revenue aayega.
Okay, so then it will not be full 100% utilization, right?
So ramp up will not happen in one or two quarters or three quarters. So it is little time.
And second, sir, just if you can give more details on the export side for this quarter, such a decent double-digit growth on YOY as well as sequential, whereas even in US also class A truck numbers are not very great. So from where this growth is coming, is there any non-auto element in that major contributor, or within, are we gaining some sizable shares or any geography-wise new additions?
I think there are new order. Last year's the order wins, whichever there have started showing results, and these are basically those orders which are getting converted to sales, and that is showing this kind of growth. And I think this, like Lalita said in his opening statement, this growth is sustainable going into the current financial year.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Shantanu Mantri from Think Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Congratulations on, you know, very steady and consistent numbers. So my question is mainly on exports. So I think for FY24, we've done around 59,000 tons, right? And based on our current, you know, order backlog, what would be the most conservative, you know, growth that we see here? I mean, for FY25, are we comfortable doing 70,000 tons based on whatever our current order backlog, which is like around 20% growth?
Shantanu, I would not like to put any definite number to it, but company is aspiring to at least have a 15% to 20% volume growth and overall. And I think premix for export to domestic is going to start change every quarter. And I think we are looking at least this year to have at least 200 basis points change in terms of the mix, in terms of increase in exports and reducing domestic in terms of the overall balance sheet is concerned.
Got it. So when we're saying overall 15% to 20% growth on a consolidated level, so that's like on a domestic level, if the industry is growing 10% to 12%, ideally we should also be doing that, and then exports should be slightly better. Correct? The
yes,
overall understanding
correct.
Is correct, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's great, sir. That's it for myself. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raghunandan from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity again. Sir, in terms of efforts to diversify towards non-auto, last 2 years we have seen the share increasing for railways, mining, earth and construction equipments. In exports, we have seen for oil and gas going up. Trying to understand over the next 3 to 5 years, how do you see the share of non-auto increasing in overall share of revenue? And,
in next 3 to 5 years, we are looking at almost 60% automotive and 40% non-automotive. That's the company aspires to, and we are working very diligently to achieve this. And out of this, railway is going to be biggest element of growth going into next 2 to 3 years.
Got it, sir. Thanks so much for that. And a related clarification on the investment into JV for railway. Compared to the last presentation, this presentation, the investment level is slightly higher over the next 2 years. Just trying to understand, was it a spillover of FY24 going to 25, or is there any increase in investment happening there?
No, I think total investment earmarked is close to around 200 and anything between 210 to 240 crores. So each year we are looking at 70 crores plus investment. So whatever has been not been investment has been pulled over to this year. So I think Lalit can give you the exact number what we have invested last year and what next 2 years we are looking at.
So, Raghu, that's slightly the higher number, because We have little bit added on the promoter contribution on the project cost project side and reduced the debt number little bit for overall project cost remains same. And last year there is a spillover because if you look at the last registration, there is a 8 crore spillover to the next year in terms of investment. So it's a mix of that.
Got it, sir. And so like in terms of the capacity, because the capacity is large and apart from the government orders, even non-government orders, exports was a potential. Trying to understand if you can talk about your efforts there and who are the potential customers for deals.
I think, Raghu, we would not like to spell out the names, but we can very confidently say that we at RKFL, RKTR, are not adding customers as of now because we feel that the market demand is very strong and we can get much better realization than what we have got for railways. So we are waiting for the capacity to be up because we still have more than 1.5 years for the capacity to start. So we would at the appropriate time start intake of orders. We would first start with the railway, which is going to be our first year's commitment, and then start onboarding new customers so that we can get a better realization than what we have got for railways.
Got it, sir. And this will be both, right? Better realization as well as bigger wheels in terms of size.
Yes, it is mostly from North America and Europe. So Europe is smaller because it is more on the metro side, but North America is from the wagon and other places. So I think that is a bigger wheel.
Got it, sir. Sir, coming to ECIL, there is the proposal to add the six-cylinder crankshaft machining facility, also that additional forging of 20,000 metric tons, which can have a value add about 300 crores. So relating to that, whatever capex has to be incurred, is it already part of the subsidiary capex indicated, or is it over and above that?
No, it's part of that. Whatever we've indicated in subsidiary capex for the future, it is part of that only. So nothing beyond that we estimate.
Got it, sir. And just a last question. In terms of standalone capex, again, compared to the earlier presentation or estimate, there is a small increase in standalone capex. So anything to call out there?
No, not specific. So there are a lot of equipment we keep on adding, and it happens time to time depending upon the customer's requirement. Due to that, this has happened.
Got it, sir. And just a clarification, how much would be the maintenance capex every year, sir?
So it should be around 40 to 50 crore every year on the maintenance side.
Got it, sir. Very helpful, sir. Thank you so much. I'll fall back to the queue.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. If there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. I take this opportunity to thank everyone for joining the call. I hope we have been able to answer and address all your queries. For any further information, kindly get in touch with us or our investor relationship advisors. Thank you very much for sparing your time and joining our call. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Nirma Wealth Management, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.